Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
So he's right as they're taking off the corset. One of these days, it's just gonna be me, Julia Quinn, in a cabana on the beach with a lot of red wine. Jerusalem Urgent Care, what's your emergency?
Hi, this is Ed Tucker.
I figured. What's the damage, Dr. Tucker?
Actually, I was just calling to make that appointment to get my stitches out.
What? You didn't try doing it yourself? I'll let Russell know. Dr. Stone. I mean, Dr. Stone. We're not on a first name basis. I don't know why I said that. We can fit you in on Monday at 2.
Okay. I mean, I would have been able to get them out myself, but I ran out.
Goodbye,
of-
Dr. Tucker.
Say, Molly, do you know where we keep the extra packs of staples?
They're in the supply closet. Here, I'm taller anyways.
Well, I don't know about that.
Russell, I saw you do the height chart on yourself last month. There are kids on the high school basketball team taller than you. Dr. Stone, sorry.
No, you're fine. You've worked here for how many years, Molly?
About 6. I started off as an intern, and I guess they never remembered to stop paying me.
We pay the interns?
Now I just, do my little desk thing.
Well, I think that's more than enough time where you can call me Russell. Technically, you have seniority.
I do, don't I? Then you can hold these while I get the staples.
Yes, ma'am.
Here, this should be enough for... Oh.
Bit of a tight squeeze in here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
You have brown eyes. I never noticed that before. With the glasses.
Thank you?
No, I really like brown eyes. They're my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Jerusalem Care Urgent? I mean, Urgent Care. Who's dying?
Hello.
She tried to take them out herself, didn't she?
I know, but we're co-workers. Isn't that type of thing usually frowned upon? Well, yes, technically this is a very small town, so it'd be very hard to... No, I know this isn't a workplace sitcom. It would be a very bad one if it was. Well, I don't know if she feels the same way. That's what I'm calling you about. I asked for advice, Monica, not extremely insensitive laughter. If you're not going to be of any help, then... I'm not going to be myself and tell her how I feel. That never works in real life. Besides, she's smart and funny and interesting and... So what? Being a doctor doesn't get you anywhere with women these days. But Monica, you haven't considered the extremely likely possibility that she'll laugh in my... And she hung up. Great. Love you too, sis. Come in.
Hey, I was gonna order something for lunch. Everybody's split between pizza and that new vegan sandwich place on Lott Street.
Oh, pizza, definitely.
Aren't you supposed to be a healthcare professional?
So we'll get a veggie pizza. That's how being an adult works, right?
I thought it was making a grocery list and then actually sticking to it.
In that case, most of my trips would just be puppy chow and pasta.
Oh my god, how are the girls?
They're good. Roddy's grow like weeds, so I've got my hands full. But I've also shaved 3 minutes off my average run. I'm trying to get them socialized so they're not too protective. You should come over and meet them sometime. I know you said you were more of a cat person.
I love dogs.
Really?
I've always wanted a dog. Or more. Big ones.
Aw, you guys will get along just fine then. It's a... plan. It's a plan.
Cool. Maybe tomorrow around... dinner time?
I think...
Could you give me a second, please? Jerusalem Urgent Care, what's your emergency? Dr. She ate a Tide Pod? What do you mean she saw it on the internet?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Ugh, how much longer until the repair guy gets here?
At least 2 hours. Apparently the power outage hit most of town.
Why does the weirdest, most annoying stuff always happen here? Nothing spooky, no aliens or werewolves or whatever, just rampages of frogs and freaky thunderstorms. More like hotspot for insurance claims.
Don't remind me. I still have to call mine about the frogs. Here.
Won't you get cold?
Nah, I've been told I'm kind of a furnace.
With those abs, I'd believe it.
Sorry?
Nothing. Thank you. That's really sweet of you, Russell. Of course. Of course it's a landline. Jerusalem Urgent Care. What's your emergency? It is.
Oh dear, I hope it gets fixed soon. But, as I'm sure you can assume, we have a bit of a situation.
Mm-hmm?
Well, you see, Edison fried a turkey.
Oh my god, you guys should call the fire department.
No, it's fine. So that was yesterday. Edison, you stay in that bathroom until your face is a normal color.
Okay, Russell, You can do this. You are cool. You are confident. You have the gene that makes cilantro taste good. And you have the perfect approach. You can do this. You're just going to sit down and wait for her to get to work. And when she does, you're going to... Molly!
Russell!
Hi!
I was actually waiting for you.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah, I had something something I wanted to tell you.
Me too. You go first.
Oh no, please, ladies.
Russell.
Right. There's something I wanted to tell you. That I've wanted to say for a while.
Yeah?
And at first, I didn't really know how, because you're so you. When I come into work, I always hope you'll be the first person I talk to, because then I know it's gonna be a good day. You're the funniest person I've ever met, and the girls love you, and I...
You what?
I... Molly. I...
You listen to me, and you listen to me good, Ed Tucker. You open your goddamn ears. I want you dying. I want you actively bleeding, rotting, and decomposing into a cloud of fungi that will consume your bloated corpse like a starving man. I want your bones shattering into nothing. I want your lungs screaming for air harder than a woman who has learned she is a mother no longer. I want you in unspeakable pain. Then, and only then, should you ever call this urgent care again. Do I make myself clear?
Laura Abraham. My son has a fever. I was wondering what over-the-counter medication I should give him.
It's for you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The buyer awaits your decision, poised as one both ready for a fight and assured of its outcome. I'll have that relic now.
That cool pretty boy have more healing. We gonna need it.
You guys might. One of you dies and I'm running for it. So don't.
We'll have to use every advantage, and we've not many left.
So I'm confused. What am I supposed to say to him?
Marcus, it's a role-playing game.
Right.
So, you're this holy guy, Benedict.
Right.
And he's just joined this adventuring party.
Right. Why?
Because we needed someone to heal us and not ask questions.
Dom!
What?
Any reason you want, Marcus. That's the great thing about this game. You can be anyone you want. Do anything you want, for any reason, so long as it's true to your character.
Cool. I totally got this.
Wait, but...
This artifact belongs to my church, and as such, I cannot part with it for any price. What did I say?
Kill them all!
The Ordinary Epic, a podcast series about the extraordinary, the ordinary, and something in between. Listen now at theordinaryepic.com or on your favorite podcast app.